time. It was really interesting. I love watching craftsmen work, you know? It really is special to see somebody really putting in a lot of effort into what they do. And it's a real joy to see somebody who really knows what they're doing build something. So, not only was it a lot of fun, just sort of talking and chatting with
Big Fatty.
It was just really interesting to watch him work. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching you work, sir.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It really is special to see somebody really putting in a lot of effort into what they do.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1054 of the BFO, Far Righty! The 10th of February, 2012, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to announce the winner of the bacon contest. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Baconettes. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Oh, dear gushy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well, dear sweet Gussie Macamussy, dear Gussie Big Fatty. I have gotten all the voice letters prepared to play for today's little show, so you can hear everybody calling in for the bacon contest during the big game last Sunday. And y'all, we're gonna announce the winner of the big $23 prize. Oh dear, I see. Yo, what better way to start the weekend, y'all? By the way, speaking of bacon, y'all, I scratched off the prairie dog bingo, cause y'all, that takes longer than the regular scratch offs, and I knew Lurie Dean would even lose his excitement over the prairie dog bingo. But y'all, there was no winner there, Big Fatty, not a winner. So y'all, before we get into all the voices, by the way, I had said there were 18 entries, and y'all, there were 18 entries, but two of the calls of the 18 were the same person calling back to complete their entry. So y'all, there are only 16 in Miss Bacon's, what did she call that, her uterus. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about lady bits, Big Fatty. But so y'all, there are 16 people in the bag, and Poodle McNoodle's going to reach into to Miss Bacon's uterus. Big Fatty, please, I thought the colostomy bag was bad. Anyway, we'll choose a winner today. But y'all, before we do that, we need to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, even though I know this person has unsubscribed from the BFO, it does not mean that we cannot wish old cute as a button a happy exiting of the birth canal tomorrow, the 11th of February. And y'all, that is none other than that Kyle in the Hawaii, y'all. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, he's just a sweet doll, baby. I just can't imagine the doctor slapping him on the buttocks. Never mind, Big Fatty, move forward. But anyway, Kyle in Hawaii, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And just remember, Big Fatty has not unsubscribed from you. Big Fatty, that's just so sweet.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yes, sweet Gussie McMussie. Y'all, I cannot believe that I forgot to tell you yesterday that, y'all, it was the former coal miner's luncheon, and y'all, there she was in all her all her sequin glory, y'all. It was the skull. She came back by the coal mine for the luncheon, and y'all, she had on her themed sweater with the Valentine's hearts. But y'all, she had a teal aquamarine colored sequined handbag, and y'all, I swear she was hideous. Y'all, and believe it or not, we still hate it. Yes, Big Freddy. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is now time to play the voice letters from our 16 contestants in the Miss Bacon $23 prize contest. And then Poodle Make Noodle's going to reach into Miss Bacon's uterus. Big Freddy, please. And pull out our winner. But y'all, we're going to play all 18 of the messages. But of course, only 16 people are participating. Y'all, I'm just going to play them one right after another. Here we go. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Freddy. This is your little brother calling. I was told by Kathy Bacon to call the BFO because apparently there's some crickets waiting on me. So I'm not sure what she means. I'm sure it probably means that I won the number one fan contest, maybe, possibly, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, here's the call, so hope I wasn't too late. Bye.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Brenda Boo. I think Miss Bacon should definitely win. Thanks.
Vote Bacon. Vote Bacon. Brian and Danbury supports. Vote Bacon.
Hey, Big Freddy, this is Daryl in the Novas. I guess I'm supposed to call to vote for Bacon or something. Alrighty, thanks for calling. Bye.
Jesus Christ, Fanny, that is the creepiest intro I've ever heard. Anyway, Bacon's being a hard ass. Oh, yeah, Guru Nudie Tampa. You know the file I emailed to you of this call earlier? Well, don't play that on the show. So, here we go.
Big Fatty, Guru Nudie, in Tampa. Hold on, Fat. I'm trying to patch in hat in here. Let me call Sarah in Pixley. Connection. Sarah, I need to make a long-distance call. Yeah, Budapest. Budapest, Hungary. Oh, no, dear, I ate Budapest, Hungary. Buttermilk 9000, my friend Cat in. Okay, I'll stand by. Cat in, is that you? Oh, poor Bacon. Oh, apparently we lost the connection, Daddy, but I think Cat in said, vote Nudie. There you have it. Ciao, babe.
Ciao.
Vote Bacon.
Nikki.
Vote Bacon.
Ashley.
Vote Bacon.
Aaron.
Kevin Bacon.
Vote Bacon. Jason.
Vote Bacon.
Angela.
Vote Bacon.
Gary.
Vote Bacon.
Woo!
Hello, is this thing on? Thank you for calling. I think that was the coin toss. I don't know. Something flew in the air and something landed, and they said, and they all looked at it and said, call the BFO! Call the BFO! Kathy Bacon said, call the BFO! Because we're going to vote Bacon. Bacon. Vote Bacon. And then vote Nudie. And then vote Bacon again. And then vote Nudie again. I think I covered all that. It's Kevin in Danbury, but I'm not in Danbury. I don't know where I am. I'm in a bedroom hiding out because it's too noisy to call the BFO and leave this little voice letter for Kathy Bacon. Vote Bacon Nudie.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Moose. Just calling in my vote for Miss Kathy Bacon. Bye-bye. I hope you're having a fun solo evening. Bye-bye.
Hi, Dad. It's Nessa. Kathy Bacon told me on the Twitties that I needed to call you. Something about 4 minutes on a show and her contest. And because I love Miss Kathy Bacon, I listened and I called your voice letter line. So, hi. Love you, bye.
Big Fatty, it's Peter G. And whatever Ms. Bacon is talking about, I'm not sure she knows what she's talking about. For her subsidiary contest, you can enter my name. Of course, for the main contest, we all know who's going to win. So I won't even mention any names. Just say that it's me. And for her subsidiary contest, her secondary auxiliary minor other kind of little contest for the little show, you can enter my name for whatever she's talking about. You know, maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about and it's all a cool sad joke, but just covering our bases, you know, enter my name. Of course, we know who's going to win the main contest. There's no doubt about that. Thank you for calling. Bye. Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G. Apparently, I was 8 minutes too early with my call for the Bacon Consolation Prize. You know, I'm trying to win both of them. So I know I have the first one down. But just take everything I said for the Bacon Consolation Prize 8 minutes ago and apply it to this call so I can win both the main one, as we know, and the subsidiary, secondary, auxiliary, consolation, minor, booby consolation prize. Thanks, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is RJ. I am calling to vote for Kathy Bacon. Why? I don't know. She told me to, so I'm going to. And, well, if I don't, I'm pretty sure she would completely kick my ass, and I guarantee she could do it, too. So I'm voting for Kathy. Alrighty. Love the show. Bye-bye.
This is RJ calling to vote for Bacon.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ramble Redhead. It's Sunday. The Super Bowl started. They're starting to play. They did the kickoff. And of course, I have to call and say, vote for Bacon! Vote for Bacon! Vote for Kathy Bacon! So, hi. Happy anniversary, Ariam. And keep up the good work.
Mom! RambleRedhead.com!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Timmy Sims. I'm calling in my support of Team Bacon, but also to get put into her uterus bag. Go Patriots!
Hi, this is Turniphead from the Northern Mexico's calling, and I feel compelled to call in and say Bacon, Bacon. Hey, it's Turniphead from Mexico, Northern Mexico, calling again. Got cut off before I got to say thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, those are our calls for the Bacon Contest, and y'all, I'm just going to review the names again before we have Poodle McNoodle reach in to Miss Bacon's uterus. Baby, please take your time. But y'all, we heard from David that Blue Jeans guy. We heard from Brenda Boo, Brian and Danbury, Daryl and the Novas, Guru Nudie, the Hat M, Miss Kathy Bacon herself, Kevin and Danbury, Moose P, Nessa, Peter G, RJ Dennis, and then RJ, then the Ramble Reedied, Timmy Sims, and that Mexican, the Turnip Head, and y'all, it is now time. It is now time, y'all. We have got all the names in Miss Bacon's uterus, and Poodle McNoodle is about to stick a hand in there right now. Big Ready Blaze, may I put on a glove? Well, of course you can. But anyway, here we go, y'all. We're going to choose the winner of the $23 prize. And, y'all, Poodle McNoodle announced who our winner is. Big Fatty, our winner of the $23 prize is RJ. Not RJ Dennis, but RJ. Big Fatty, that's lovely. RJ, if you will send Big Fatty. Ooh, yeah, I got to see. If you will send Big Fatty your snail mail address, Big Fatty will get the $23 prize out to you. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I want to make it clear that those calls for that contest do not count as calls into the BFO for Big Fatty, because, y'all, that was Miss Bacon's contest there. So, yes, Big Fatty, you're keeping a separate count of all of those. Yes. Now, y'all, I thought that contest was going to take a lot longer than it did. Big Fatty, what are you going to do for the next 6 minutes? Y'all, I'm not quite sure, but, y'all, I think, you know what, one of these things that, I was reading those state things the other day, and y'all, I decided, no, I don't want to read those anymore. No, you know what, y'all, we're going to go over here to Spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Just lovely. But y'all, let's see what's, because y'all, I went over there earlier. Y'all, by the way, it was a long day in the coal mine on Wednesday and Thursday, and y'all, Big Fatty's calves and ankles and all are just as sore as they can be. Fatty, somebody's going to think that's vulgar. And, y'all, it's true. Oh, dear, I see. y'all, over there, the y'all, on, on, let's see, I guess that was Wednesday, y'all. It was kite flying day. And y'all, I love these submissions that, y'all, that is a pizza pie. Y'all, by the way, pizza pie, big fatty, how did you forget this? Y'all, today, Friday the 10th of February. February is, y'all, it's National Pizza Pie Day. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, so on Thursday, Big Fatty had a pizza pie. Y'all had the meat special, which all the vegetarians should really try sometime. Big Fatty, you know they need some meat. But y'all, over on Spot and Big Fatty, they had... on the 8th, it was National Kite Flying Day. And Big Fatty... Big Fatty is dressed up as not Abraham Lincoln. What was his name? Benjamin Franklin. That's it, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's flying a Big Fatty kite. Oh, that just tickles me. And y'all, then that Peter G, he submitted something vulgar. And I'm surprised the Spot and Big Fatty's censors haven't, Big Fatty, get, spit it out. But y'all, there's a collection of latex items. Big Fatty, that does look like your collection. Shut up. But anyway, it's just vulgar. Vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. And y'all, then on Thursday, it was National Toothache Day. Or as some people like to say, Tooth Hurty. Big Fatty, you are vulgar. Y'all, picture Big Fatty and the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. And y'all, of course, the Vons is the one that is having the toothache. Of course, Big Fatty, it's more goddamn dental drama. And y'all, then that number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he has posted a picture entitled Horrifying. And y'all, you just gotta see it to believe it. You've just gotta see it to believe it. Big Fatty, it is vulgar. So anyway, y'all, do you have big weekend plans? I know. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that... Faye Driver from the Pink Wingnuts, and y'all, he is starting a brand new little show later tonight, Friday evening, y'all. I don't remember exactly what time it starts, but be checking over there at pride48.com. But y'all, it is a show. If you've got automobile questions, if your Ford Explosion is making a funny noise, y'all call into the Faye Driver or send him a question, and he's gonna be live on Pride 48 later this evening. Y'all, you can call in and get your questions answered about your Ford Explosion. Hey, Fatty, what if we don't have? Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, I believe he'll answer questions about other vehicles as well. So, anyway, y'all, I mentioned yesterday that today, Friday, y'all, Big Fatty is off to the doctor today. And y'all, it's time for my annual fiscal. And so there'll be some poking and prodding. And y'all, I mention this every year, but y'all, I always find it very uncomfortable when he starts doing the digital rectal exam. And then y'all, I realize that both of his hands are on my shoulders when the insertion is going on. And y'all, the Pink Wingnut says...
it really is special to see somebody really putting in a lot of effort into what they do.
And the Pink Wingnuts loves it when people put things in. And
the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me
to you too. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.